Ever imagine having like a certification that's basically your VIP pass in the world of information security?
Oh, tell me more.
Well, that's CISM certification,
Yeah.
and today we're going deep on its core, information security governance. You know, it's like the bedrock of any truly strong security framework.
Makes sense. I mean, you got to start with a solid foundation, right?
Exactly. Think of it like you're building a skyscraper,
Yeah,
right?
okay, I'm following.
So information security governance, it's not like the flashy exterior or those fancy
Oh,
elevators.
so what is it then?
It's the steel beams, the foundation, making sure everything is aligned, stable, and built to withstand anything.
I see the essential stuff, the backbone.
Right. Our guide today is an excerpt from a handbook written by Krishna Kumar Mahadevan,
Okay.
and he has over 28 years in the field, really knows his stuff.
Wow, 28 years, that's a lot of experience.
Yeah. And he makes it fun too. Like he uses these real world examples that bring these concepts to life.
Oh, that's cool. Examples always help, right?
Okay, so let's unpack this. What exactly is information security governance?
Yeah, let's dive in.
It's about making sure your security measures, they're not just random acts, right? But like a finely tuned machine working in perfect harmony with your business goals.
So no more security for security's sake.
Exactly. This is about making security a strategic advantage.
I like that. Purposeful security.
Now, what's fascinating here is how it all boils down to alignment.
Alignment, how so?
It's like imagine a ship without a navigation system, right?
Okay, I'm picturing it.
You're just sailing aimlessly, right?
Yeah.
At the mercy of the winds and waves.
Oh, yeah, that wouldn't be good.
No. Information security governance, it's like that navigation system for your organization, providing direction and ensuring everyone's working together towards a secure and successful future.
So it's like setting a course and making sure everyone's on board.
Precisely. And no more wandering around, lost at sea when it comes to security.
Right, we need that clear direction.
Our source material breaks down this navigation system into four key parts. It's kind of like a recipe for security success.
Oh, okay, a recipe. I like that. What's first on the list?
So the first one is developing a security strategy.
Okay.
It's about setting the stage and ensuring everyone's on the same page.
Got it.
For example, the handbook talks about a bank implementing, strong data protection measures. And it's not just because they want to be secure, right?
What's the real reason then?
It's about maintaining customer trust, a key ingredient in their recipe for business growth.
Makes sense.
See how security directly links to their
Yeah,
goals.
it's all connected. Security isn't just a side thing, it's integral to success.
Absolutely. And what's really interesting is that planning your security strategy, it's a lot like a game of chess, you know?
Oh,
You're
fun.
not just reacting to the move in front of you, but you're thinking several steps ahead, anticipating future threats, and proactively building safeguards.
Ah, strategic thinking, I see.
Now, the handbook also talks about a healthcare organization, and they chose to implement advanced encryption, right?
Okay.
It's forward-thinking risk management. They're preparing for potential threats down the line.
They're not waiting for something bad to happen. They're getting ahead of it.
So it's about being proactive, not reactive. Makes sense, especially with how fast things change, in the world of cybersecurity.
Absolutely.
Now let's move on to the second part.
Okay, what's next?
Setting up governance structures.
All right.
This one's all about defining those roles and responsibilities within your organization. It's kind of like a well-coordinated sports team,
Yeah.
where everyone knows their position and how to play it effectively.
Right, so everyone knows what they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah. Our source material gives this example of a tech company.
Okay.
And they're assigning specific security roles, like a chief information security officer.
Oh, the CISO, yeah.
And they lead the organization's security strategy, right? And then you have security analysts, and they worked to protect the company's data.
So, specialized roles for specialized tasks.
Each person has a defined area of expertise, ensuring nothing falls through the cracks.
Now, this is where it gets really interesting.
Oh, how so?
The source material, it highlights the importance of committees and boards, like an information security steering committee, for example.
Right.
Having this senior level involvement ensures security isn't just an IT issue, you know.
So it's a bigger
It,
picture
yeah,
then.
it's woven into the very fabric of the organization.
It becomes a core business function, just like finance or marketing.
Everyone's responsible, not just the IT guys.
I see. So it's about having that top-down approach where security is ingrained in everything the organization does. Now, moving on to the third part, we're getting into the details.
Getting nitty-gritty, huh?
Yeah, creating policies, procedures, and standards.
Okay, so the rule book.
I know, I know. You might be thinking, ugh, paperwork.
Well, a little bit, yeah.
But hold on. Our guide uses these great examples to show how these actually translate into real-world actions.
Okay, so it's practical stuff, not just theory.
For instance, there's a global company, and they have a data privacy policy. This isn't just some random document.
Right.
It specifically outlines how they handle sensitive employee and customer data to comply with, international laws.
So it has a purpose, it's actually used.
Exactly. They also have a specific procedure for secure password management, requiring, regular changes, and this thing called multi-factor authentication. It adds an extra layer of security when logging in.
Oh, yeah, I use that for a lot of my accounts.
These aren't just suggestions, right? They're concrete steps that ensure everyone's on the same page, reducing the chance of something going wrong.
And here's why standardization is crucial. The handbook uses this example of the ISO IEC 27001 standard.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
By adopting a globally recognized framework like this, organizations are essentially speaking the same language when it comes to security.
It's like a universal translator for security.
Yeah, it ensures consistency and reduces the chance of errors or miscommunication.
So it's like having this universal set of instructions, right, that everyone can follow no matter where they are in the world. Now, for the final piece of our security success recipe,
Let's hear it.
managing resources, this is where we put everything into action.
Right, make it all happen.
Now, you can have like the most amazing security strategy in the world, but without the right resources, both financial and human, it's all for nothing.
True. You need the people and the tools to make it work.
The handbook gives this example of a retail company allocating part of their IT budget to upgrade their cybersecurity infrastructure. They're making a conscious investment in their security, recognizing it's essential for their business.
They're putting their money where their mouth is, so to speak.
Then there's also this example of a financial firm, and they regularly train their security staff.
Training's crucial, right?
This is like sharpening a sword. You need to constantly hone your skills to stay ahead of those, ever-evolving threats.
Again, just setting it, forget it.
Exactly. And what's fascinating is that managing resources also means measuring, how well your security program is working.
So check in and see how things are going.
Think of it like a doctor monitoring vital signs, right?
Okay.
The source material emphasizes using metrics and KPIs, to evaluate the effectiveness of your security framework.
So you're actually tracking your progress.
For instance, a company might track the number of security incidents, they detect and resolve. Or how well they're doing on, compliance audits.
Makes sense.
This data-driven approach allows for informed decision-making and continuous improvement.
You can see what's working and what needs tweaking.
The handbook gives the example of a company that creates these quarterly security reports for their, board of directors, highlighting, key events and ongoing initiatives.
Keeping everyone in the loop.
This keeps everyone informed and ensures security stays a top priority. So we've covered those four key parts of information security governance, but I bet you're wondering, why should I care about all of this?
Yeah. What's the takeaway?
That's a great question. And it leads us to the next part of our deep dive, where we'll explore why this matters to you and your work. But first, let's take a quick breather.
You know, as we kind of dig into information security governance,
Yeah.
what strikes me is how interconnected it all is.
Yeah.
We've got these structures, policies, resource management. It's like this intricate web where each part relies on the others.
That's such a great point, yeah.
It really is.
It's like having all the ingredients for a cake,
Yeah.
but not knowing how to bake it.
Right.
They all need to work together.
Exactly.
What good is a security policy if no one even knows about it?
That's right.
Right.
And that brings us to a crucial aspect we haven't touched on yet,
Yeah.
communication.
Oh, communication, okay.
It's not enough to just have those policies and procedures.
Right.
They need to be communicated clearly to everyone in the organization.
So it's like having a fire escape plan, but never telling anyone where it is. Not very helpful in an emergency.
Not at all.
Right.
And it's not just about giving people information.
Yeah.
It's about creating a culture of open dialogue.
Okay.
Employees need to feel comfortable speaking up, reporting potential issues, asking questions, all of that.
Right.
It's about fostering a sense of shared responsibility for security.
I see what you mean.
Yeah.
If people are afraid to speak up,
Right.
those like small issues could
Right.
turn into big problems down the line.
Absolutely.
So it's about creating a space where everyone feels empowered to
Yeah.
contribute to a secure environment.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And it ties into the idea of security awareness training.
Okay.
Don't just tell people what to do. Explain the why behind the security measures.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Explain the why.
Help them understand the risks and how their actions can make a difference.
Love that.
Yeah.
Empower people to be proactive, not
Yes.
just reactive. Give them that knowledge to be part of the solution,
Exactly.
not the problem.
And when you have a workforce that's informed and engaged,
Yeah.
that's when you see a strong information security governance framework come to life.
Oh, okay.
It's like a well-oiled machine where everyone knows their part and works together smoothly.
It makes you wonder, though,
What's that?
how does this all play out in different types of organizations?
That's a great question.
I mean, a small startup is going to have different needs and resources
Right.
compared to like a massive company.
You're absolutely right.
Right.
The basic principles of information security governance are universal, but how you apply them will vary depending on the size,
Okay.
the complexity,
Yeah.
and even the industry of the organization.
So it's not a one-size-fits-all solution.
Precisely.
You need to adapt it to,
Yeah.
fit the unique needs of each organization. Wow.
Exactly. For example, a small startup might not have the budget to hire a dedicated CISO,
Right.
but they can still designate someone to oversee security
Okay.
and ensure, you know, basic controls are in place.
Yeah.
It's about working smarter, not necessarily harder.
Makes sense.
Right.
Being resourceful, finding creative solutions.
Exactly.
What about those large companies with like huge IT systems and offices all over the world?
Right.
How does information security governance work for them?
Well, in those cases, a well-defined framework becomes even more critical.
Okay.
They're dealing with tons of data, multiple departments,
Yeah.
a global workforce.
Right.
It's a lot to manage.
Yeah. Sounds like you need a serious plan to keep everything
You do.
under control
Absolutely.
and ensure consistent security across the board.
Clear roles, standardized policies, and open communication are key.
Yeah.
They need that strong governance structure to provide oversight
So
and ensure accountability.
it's like conducting a massive orchestra.
It is.
Everyone needs to be in sync to create a harmonious sound.
That's a great analogy.
Right.
And speaking of an orchestra, it all comes back to the conductor,
Oh,
the leadership team.
yeah.
If they make security a priority, that message will filter down through the whole organization.
Now, so it's not just about having those right policies.
No.
It's about creating that culture
Yes.
of security, awareness, and responsibility at every level.
At every level, that's right.
But let's be realistic.
Okay.
Even with the best intentions, there can be challenges.
There can,
Right.
of course.
What are some of those pitfalls that organizations should, watch out for?
You're absolutely right. It's not always smooth sailing.
Yeah.
One of the biggest challenges I've seen is resistance to change.
Resistance to change.
People get used to doing things a certain way,
Yeah.
and implementing new security measures often disrupts their routines.
Yeah, that's human nature, isn't it?
It is.
We all resist change,
We do.
especially when it comes to something as important as security. How can organizations kind of overcome that resistance and get people on board with these changes?
Communication is key, as we've discussed. But it's also about demonstrating the value of these changes.
Yeah, okay.
Explain how they benefit everyone, how they
One.
protect their information,
Right.
and how it ultimately makes their jobs easier in the long run.
So you're showing them how security is actually a positive thing,
Exactly.
not a burden.
Provide proper training and support as well.
Okay.
People are more likely to embrace new procedures if they feel confident using them.
Right.
And remember, don't overcomplicate things.
Make it simple.
A well-defined framework is great,
Yeah.
but you don't want it to become so bureaucratic that it hinders progress.
That's a great point.
Right.
How do you strike that balance between control and agility?
It's about finding that sweet spot
Okay.
where security is seamlessly integrated into how the organization works without creating unnecessary obstacles.
Right.
And a key concept here is risk-based decision making.
Okay. Risk-based decision making.
Not all security risks are created equal.
Right.
So prioritize efforts and resources based on the potential impact
Yeah.
and likelihood of a threat.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Being strategic, focusing on those areas where you can make the biggest difference.
Exactly.
Now, I'm curious to hear your thoughts on the future of information security governance.
Okay.
What's on the horizon?
Right.
What trends and challenges do you see emerging?
One thing is, for certain, the world of cyber threats is constantly evolving.
Yeah, the threats are always changing.
Attacks are becoming more sophisticated.
Uh-huh.
And organizations need to stay ahead of the curve.
So it's not a set it and forget it situation?
No, not at all.
It's about constantly adapting and anticipating those new threats before they even strike.
Exactly.
Right.
This is where continuous monitoring and improvement come in.
Okay.
Regularly assess your security posture, identify weaknesses, and make adjustments as needed.
It's a never-ending cycle of assessment, adaptation, and improvement.
It is.
And technology plays a huge role in that, right?
It does.
I mean, we're seeing more and more automation.
We are.
And artificial intelligence and, you know, security operations.
That's a great point.
Right.
And these technologies have the potential to revolutionize threat detection and response.
Yeah.
However, it's important to remember that technology is just a tool.
Right.
It's not a magic solution.
Right. It still needs that human oversight and expertise to ensure it's being used effectively and ethically.
Absolutely.
Another trend that's kind of piqued my interest is that growing emphasis on privacy.
Oh, yes.
With so much data being collected and shared.
Right.
Organizations need to be extra careful about protecting that sensitive information.
Absolutely.
Right.
And that's where the principles of information security governance become even more vital.
Okay.
Data privacy needs to be embedded in every aspect of your security strategy.
Mm.
From policy development to resource allocation to performance measurement.
Yeah.
It needs to be baked into the cake. So to speak.
So it's not just about protecting data from, you know, external threats. It's also about handling it responsibly and ethically within the organization.
Exactly.
And I think this leads to the idea of data minimization.
Yes.
Organizations need to be mindful of the data they collect.
Right.
And only keep what's absolutely necessary for legitimate business purposes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And give individuals control over their own data as well.
Right.
Let them access, modify, and delete their information as needed.
Right.
It's about transparency and empowering individuals to maintain control of their own data.
So looking ahead,
yeah.
It's clear that information security governance is going to keep evolving to meet those challenges of an ever-changing threat landscape.
Right.
But those core principles we've discussed today,
yes.
These are the building blocks
they are
for a secure and resilient future.
Yeah.
And I think the key takeaway here is that security is not a destination.
Okay.
It's a continuous journey.
It's a journey, yeah.
It requires ongoing attention, adaptation,
right,
and a commitment to constant improvement.
It's not something you just tick off your checklist and forget about.
It's ongoing.
Oh, right.
It never ends.
It's a journey of vigilance and dedication.
It is.
And with that thought-provoking point, I think it's time to move on to the final part of our deep dive. Welcome back to our deep dive into information security governance.
We're in the home stretch now.
You've heard the theory, grasped the importance.
All those building blocks.
But now it's time to see it all in action.
Love it. The real world stuff.
In this final part, we're going to explore some real world case studies, show how organizations are, you know, using these principles to get amazing results.
Yeah, the proof is in the pudding, right?
Yeah. It's proof that a well-implemented information security governance framework, it isn't just about checking boxes. It's about creating a more secure, resilient, and successful organization.
It's about making it real.
What's exciting about these case studies is they showcase those like real-world benefits. It's not just theory. It's about making a tangible impact.
Yeah, seeing the results.
So let's jump right in. Our first case study comes straight from Krishnakumar Mahadevan's handbook.
Okay, cool.
Features a major healthcare provider.
Healthcare, high stakes.
Facing a pretty big security challenge.
What are we dealing with?
They were dealing with mountains of sensitive patient data.
Yeah, that's a lot to protect.
A complex web of regulations and a growing number of cyber threats.
Sounds like a recipe for trouble.
And what's interesting here is they didn't have a strong security governance framework in place, like at first.
Oh, so what were they doing?
They were reacting to incidents as they, you know, as they popped up instead of being proactive and strategic.
They were playing catch up.
So they were playing whack-a-mole with security threats Not exactly a winning strategy.
Not very efficient.
What did they do to, turn things around?
Well, they realized they needed a change, a fundamental shift in their approach.
Yeah, a real shakeup.
So they took the plunge and implemented a comprehensive information security governance framework. They use those principles we've been talking about, you
All
know,
right, back to basic.
establishing clear roles and responsibilities, developing a solid set of policies and procedures, and investing in training and awareness programs for their staff.
So they went all in on building that strong security foundation.
They did their homework.
What kind of impact did that have?
The results were impressive. They saw a significant drop in security incidents,
Wow, that's what we like to hear.
improved their compliance with regulations, and even saw a boost in employee confidence and productivity.
Wow, so it wasn't just about security, it impacted the whole organization.
It all works together.
That's a real testament to the power of information security governance. It's
Yeah.
not just about stopping breaches, it's about building that culture, of security awareness and responsibility, and that benefits everyone.
Absolutely. And this case study, it isn't unique.
Oh,
We're
right.
seeing this kind of success across all sorts of industries. Organizations are realizing that a strong security governance framework, it's a smart investment.
It's inspiring to see. It shows it's never too late to make a change and build a more secure future. For our next case study, let's shift gears and look at a company in the financial services
I
sector.
mean, financial services, yeah.
They were facing a different set of challenges, primarily around data privacy and regulatory compliance.
This case is really relevant given the increasing focus on data protection globally.
Definitely top of mind for a lot of organizations.
This company was dealing with huge amounts of sensitive customer financial data, and they needed to make sure they were, meeting those strict compliance requirements.
High stakes indeed. How did they approach this challenge?
They knew they had to move beyond just a technical approach to security.
Okay, so a broader
And
perspective.
they realized that data privacy, it wasn't just an IT issue, it was a core business concern that needed a holistic, integrated strategy.
So they needed to make data privacy part of their company culture. How did they do that?
They implemented a data governance program that was in sync with their overall information security governance framework.
Okay.
They established clear roles for data ownership, defined procedures for handling data, and put strict access controls in place.
So they were essentially creating a like protective bubble around the data at every stage.
Exactly. Layered protection.
What kind of results did they see?
They were able to show they were complying with those key regulations. They lowered their risk of data breaches, and they built trust with their customers. What's really impressive is they did all of this without stifling innovation or slowing down their business.
That's striking that balance we talked about. Security and agility working together. Now for our last case study, I'd love to hear about a company that's using technology to boost their information security governance program.
This is an area that's changing quickly, with new technologies popping up all the time to help organizations, automate and streamline their security operations. In this case, the company was overwhelmed by the sheer number of security alerts they were getting.
So they were drowning in data. It's a problem a lot of organizations face.
It is.
What did they do?
They brought in a security information and event management system,
A sign.
a SIEM, yeah. And it gathered and analyzed security data from their entire IT infrastructure.
Oh, wow. So like a central hub for security information.
Exactly. This helped them zero in on real threats and prioritize their response.
They were able to cut through the noise and focus on what really mattered. How did this change their overall security?
It dramatically improved their ability to detect and respond to threats. They could spot and address potential breaches much faster, reducing their risk significantly.
So faster response times, less risk.
What's even more impressive is they achieved these improvements with a small security team.
That shows you the power of technology when it's used effectively. It can really help security teams do more with less.
Yeah, maximize their resources.
Now, as we wrap up this look at real world examples,
Yeah.
what key takeaways should our listeners keep in mind?
Well, the main takeaway is that information security governance, it isn't just a concept.
Right.
It's a practical framework that can be used by any organization to achieve real results.
Absolutely. It's about creating a strong and secure foundation so organizations can thrive in today's, complex and ever-changing world.
It's about adapting and staying ahead.
And it's not one-size-fits-all solution. Organizations need to tailor their approach to their specific needs, but those core principles, they always apply.
The fundamentals are key.
Right. It's about those clear roles and responsibilities, comprehensive policies and procedures, a culture of, security awareness and using technology to enhance capabilities.
It's about having a plan and making sure everyone's on board.
And perhaps most importantly, it's about recognizing that security is everyone's responsibility.
It really is.
It's a team effort that requires collaboration across the entire organization.
Well said.
I think this deep dive has given our listeners that knowledge and motivation to start building a more secure future for themselves and their organizations.
I hope so. It's all about taking those first steps.
And if I could leave our listeners with one final thought, it would be this. Don't wait for a security incident to happen before you, take action. Be proactive, be strategic, and embrace those principles of information security governance. It's an investment that'll pay off in the long run.
Couldn't agree more.
That's a great message to end on. And on that note, we want to thank Krishna Kumar Mahadevan for his insightful handbook. It's been a valuable guide throughout this deep dive. Be sure to check out his website for more great resources on information security management. And thank you for joining us on this journey into the world of information security governance. We hope you've learned some valuable things that you can, use in your own work and life. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and stay secure.